previously on the Hoolies Hoolie.
Let's get some robots on the street.
Oh, we gotta get. We have to get some robots on the streets. Yeah. Forget about the National Guard, okay? Forget about bringing in more cops.
Yeah.
We want a robot.
We could get a RoboCop here. We just got to call the guys that made
the Ed 209.
We need to call OCP, the people that, you know,
OCP,
RoboCop,
right.
And just say, send us a few RoboCops.
There's
over
an OCP out there.
I'm calling
somewhere.
OCP, and then when they win, I'm having ICP in St. Cloud Posse play the party.
Insane Clown Posse will play your victory party?
Absolutely.
That would be sweet.
The new mayor of the city of Chicago, Patty Houlihan, and special guest, Insane Clown Posse.
AM WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hoolies Hoolie Radio Hour. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, to my left is twin brother Billy.
What's up?
And the greatest person in the world, Clayton O'Brien. Hello, Clay.
Thank you for having me.
Everybody have a nice week. Maybe we could talk about robots again on the program tonight. But Clay, you interrupt immediately with the bullhorns. What do you have for me?
I did not have a nice week.
What happened?
A couple things.
What do you want? What do you want to hear?
Good, worse, or worse?
Start with the good and then go to the bad.
There is no good. Bad is my car's broken again.
Car trouble. Welcome to the club. Is it in trouble or does it need immediate attention?
It needs immediate. It's undrivable.
Oh.
That is no good.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, there's a gear issue.
Okay, transmissional?
More like a rear differential. I just had it fixed.
All right. Good mechanic-y. Transitional?
It might be transitional. It's not even a thing.
I know.
So, yeah. So now, the good news is there is good. It might be covered by a warranty, knock on wood. So.
Oh, okay.
That might be all right.
A powertrain, they call that. You got a powertrain?
Yeah, powertrain issues. The lug nuts all got grinded up in the overhead cams.
I don't mean to get mechanic-y on you, but it's going to cost about 4 G's.
So, could you dump it? Like, as far
no, it's if it gets fixed, it's fine. It's just... I don't want to deal with like a $2,500 thing.
No one does.
No one does.
Happy Halloween, trick or treat.
On top of that, my neighbor's house got attempted burglary yesterday, 5 p.m.
Light outside still.
Light outside, and he caught it on video.
In the Norwood Park neighborhood.
And he works for a company called the Chicago Police Department.
My goodness. Yeah. Wrong house to try to break into.
And he is a German Shepherd.
So that was a scene on the block.
It was a 3-squad car.
Meet up.
Screaming down the block. The guy the homeowner came in his squad car screaming down the block, pistol drawn, ready to
whoop
some ass. Obviously. I was home, and I was, I think, possibly in my yard at the time. But he just installed this giant fence. So
you can't see?
Because of the dog, yeah.
Okay.
So I can't see anything.
All right.
But I just had a new roof put on my house, so I was picking up all the scraps and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he was thinking it was the roof guys.
Because
the roof guys needed access to his yard to put their ladders in.
So he thought only a guy who had worked on your roof would know how to get in that backyard.
Correct. It was the only day that the master lock was not on the front of the gate where no one can enter.
Gotcha.
So it's been hairy over there.
Detective work? Yeah.
A little bit. And I feel bad because I hired the possible criminals. But that's what happens when you go with the cheapest quote.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't say that.
Oh, you can do my roof for this much?
Cheap
you got any
quotes.
Criminals working for
criminals.
You?
Criminals. Good service.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Clay. I hope everything's stable in the neighborhood. At least it's comforting to know that your neighbor is at least a member of the police force. And
not only is he, but 2 houses from him is his sergeant, who is also a policeman, obviously. And then across the street is a tact guy. So we're surrounded by policemen.
So whoever broke into the house on your block is rather naive to the situation.
He's going
to,
yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be smart.
Like, crime does not pay.
No.
As we said last week.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Bill's been the victim of a crime. Your neighbor's been the victim of a crime.
My car's been a victim of a crime.
My car's been a victim of a crime. Broken. Won't start.
You know, I get phone calls.
I was assaulted.
I just thought about it. You said I might be covered under warranty.
Right.
You know, I bought my car and I got the warranty on it, but it was like after 2 years, that's it. You know?
Yeah.
And then you get solicited to buy more warranties.
This is, I had this.
And I get phone calls all the time like, hey, this is a call. Hello, is William there? And I'll be like, no. And it'll be like a Chicago number. Mm-hmm. So I think it's work related. It'll be like, Are you the owner of a 2009 Ford Escape? You know, like, yes.
That's me.
Yeah. I like how they do try to use information they have already about you against you to keep you on the line.
And all of a sudden, I'm just like, and what is this in regards to?
I always say that up front. I go,
and the guy goes, well, this is about a vehicle warranty. And I go, goodbye. You know, like, I
don't even give him that long. I answered the phone today, and the guy goes, is this Clayton O'Brien? And I go, yeah. He goes, how you doing today? And I go, great.
That line right there, how you doing today, is like the immediate, like, oh, I know what this is.
And I go, great. And then I hung up.
Yeah.
They must have the best tapes in the world at those call center agencies.
I did one the other day where I was in the middle of work and I was, you know, my phone rang and I was like, oh, grab it. And it's like, hello, Bill. This is, for a trip advisor. Did you fill out a survey once? And you know what? Like an idiot, I did. I was at the Yorktown Mall.
You're one of the only guys I know in the world who fills this stuff out.
Filled it out.
Are you part of the Publisher's Clearinghouse? Like,
no,
I want a 500.
So, but I want. It was like a cruise. I wanted to win a cruise or a Mercedes-Benz SUV, and I threw my name into it.
I had 10 minutes to burn.
You know what I'm? You know what I'm a member of?
What's that?
The Wheel Watchers Club.
Oh, on
Wheel of Fortune.
I'm a wheel watcher.
Yep.
They had a good ad campaign. Bill and I both hummed right into it.
He's
a wheel watcher.
I always watch.
Send Wheel of Fortune invoice note.
Towards the end of the show, they read off your wheel watcher number, possibly. I'm waiting for my number to get read off.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, sure. So at the end of that.
You win whatever. Who wins it, they match it, and you win that.
Oh, I got to get on the wheel watcher thing.
My dad was a big gambler. I mean,
speaking of the wheel watcher,
scratch off horse racing.
He was a wheel watcher.
Wheel watchers.
My dad was a tough guy. He was a wheel watcher.
He always liked the bad guys in the movies.
My dad always rooted for the bad guys in the movies. He was a gambler, a wheel watcher. Don't talk to me.
He loves General Man of Sport.
I always call Pat Sajak.
He was a mechanic.
Sajak.
Like, that's his true name. I saw a picture of Pat Sajak. Today on the wall, I went and visited our friend Chris Zaccaros over at Mr. Beef.
Oh, did you go? Oh, yeah, Mr. Beef, one of the greatest places ever in Chicago. Yeah.
Was he there?
Of course he was, but he wasn't even, like, when I first walked in, and God bless him, he didn't have to do this, you know. One of the guys that was working there, you know, I'm like, and Patty had always talked about the double chi.
It is fire.
And I'm like, all right, you know,
the double cheeseburger.
Double cheeseburger.
For Mr. Beef.
For, like, a burger. So I get it, you know, Coke and fries. The guy rings me up for it, and then
what time is this at?
It's probably about 12:30.
Okay,
lunchtime.
Fine.
And Nick comes out of like the side room.
Chris,
what I just call him. Like,
apologize to him.
Sorry, Chris.
Yeah, thanks.
Chris comes out of the back room and he's like, "Hey, what are you doing here?" You know, and I'm like, "At first he thought I was Patty for a second. You know, he got a little confused. And he's like, "Did you just pay for your sandwich?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Oh," and he like takes money out of the. I felt like, "Oh my God, Chris, you didn't have to do that," but. He runs that place like a well-oiled machine.
Oh, yes, he does.
It was a good time.
So he bought you a double cheese?
Bought me a double cheese and a Coke and fry.
And did you? He just rapped with him for a little while.
Bit. He was busy, you know. He's got the movie Hooli poster up in the window there.
There you go.
Yeah. Nice.
But he had nothing but good things to say about you, gentlemen.
Oh, God bless him.
And
that's my guy.
He'd like to come back on the show, talk a little bit more.
I would love it.
We got to have Chris back on the show and talk about how his summer at Mr. Beef went.
We could have a Halloween episode with him.
Dude, Mr. Beef on Halloween's got to be crazy.
We should do live from Mr. Beef.
Live Halloween show, Hooli's Hooli at Mr. Beef in
awesome.
Chicago. Dude, that's the kind of stuff. Yeah, it would be awesome. Maybe we do a remote there.
Show up at 2 a.m.
2 a.m. remote.
Oh, God, that would be horrible. We wouldn't be able to broadcast a lot of that. I didn't know he was there during the day like that.
Yeah. Yeah, just
every day?
In. I believe so, yeah.
I thought he was only there on weekends. Come on, I would have been in there every day.
Chris goes back and forth, but he has a home in Minneapolis, or in the Minnesota area that he goes back to a lot.
Can you give me a copy of his schedule?
Chris, if you're listening, can you please send Clay an Excel spreadsheet of... The next 55 days, you'll be at Mr. Beef's.
He told me that he did have a few people come in there that said they had heard him on this show.
Really?
Yes. Is that right?
Yes. I like that.
So people are listening.
Yeah.
A few, at least.
We have 8,000 listeners. I don't know if you understand.
Worldwide.
Right. Worldwide, 8,000.
There's three in Paraguay.
But he had the picture. He's got the picture of Sajak on the wall in there.
Great beef, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the.
Give me a
George Benson was one that jumped out at me today.
Give me the night.
Yeah.
I like that song.
I'm gonna get my picture in there.
You know what they gotta have at Mr. Beef?
What?
One thing they need to put on the menu.
Mm-hmm. Oatmeal, oatmeal burger.
McCann's Irish
the oatmeal,
oatmeal
burger? Wow.
The McCann's Irish oatmeal burger. don't knock it. Could be amazing. But I do know one thing. McCann's set aside by itself is the greatest oatmeal in the land.
By far.
Mm-hmm. It's show, getting around that time for it. It's getting a little chilly out.
Yeah, it's getting,
great oatmeal weather.
It is great oatmeal weather. Get yourself a nice hearty bowl of McCann's Irish oatmeal. This show is presented by it. Hooli Hooli returns after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend who's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooli Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Hi, everybody. It's your old friend Mike Houlihan taking you back to the movies. Slane Irish Whiskey presents our movie Hooli this year, September 28th, 29th, and 30th. Welcome back to the 4th annual Irish American Movie Hooli at the Siskel Film Center. It's the only Irish American film festival in the world, and you're invited. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, September 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street, right across the street from the Chicago Theater. This year's trinity of films are Bafo, Covadonga, Cardboard Gangsters, and Mother's Day. Yes, they're explosive, heartbreaking, thrilling, and terrific entertainment, and they're Irish. So come celebrate the pride, swagger, and legendary storytelling of Irish cinema at the 4th Annual Irish American Movie Hooli at the Cisco Film Center. For tickets, go to www.ciscofilmcenter.org or moviehooli.org for more info. Join me and a bevy of Irish hipsters for the weekend at the Irish American Movie Hooli. Slane Irish Whiskey presents the Hooli along with the Emerald Loop, Hilton Chicago, McCann's Irish Oatmeal, and Culture Ireland. Hey, this is a classy weekend, folks. All the filmmakers will be there so you can meet them and say, hey, what's the crack over a pint? Don't miss the 4th Annual Irish American Movie Hooli at the Cisco Film Center, 164 North State Street in Chicago, the classiest indie theater in America. MovieHooli.org. See you at the movies, Hooli.
Yeah. Welcome back, Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. Go to the movie, Hooli. If you're listening to this program right now, we would hope that you'd be on your way there. The showing of Cardboard Gangsters is tonight at 8 p.m. Director Mark O'Connor will be there.
That's going to be a good one.
It's a great movie. That's going to be a hot night. And then you can come join us over at the Emerald Loop afterwards.
And then tomorrow you can go see Mother's Day, too.
That's right. Go see Mother's Day. That's at the same time, again, 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Fergus O'Brien, the director, will be present for a Q&A afterwards. Again, another get-together after the show at the Emerald Loop.
Very nice. Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great weekend. We were talking about telemarketers.
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone has their own techniques, I suppose. I've been getting them. I've got a strange one the other day. Mm-hmm. One of the things, sometimes I don't answer the phone anymore. And then afterwards...
I never do.
A lot.
Well, no, sometimes I'm just like, what? You know, you get caught off guard. And I'm like, who's this? Is this a bill collector? Is this somebody? Do I need to talk to them? Is it like, you become panic stricken?
You do.
You're like, oh, maybe this is, you know, it could be somebody that heard about one of Billy's ideas on the program, uh-huh. You know, and is trying to get a hold of me. You never know, you know, when you're an entrepreneur.
It's usually no one that's going to make you rich. It's someone that's going to suck money from you.
You hope that it's someone that's going to make you rich, though, you know?
It's not.
Patty, did you fill out a flyer at Kohl's and... 1999 for Devin Hester jersey.
Yeah.
Well, you won.
Devin Hester wasn't on the team.
No,
then,
no, but, not like, just go with it.
But it's anybody. Jimbo Covert jersey, maybe?
Sure. Yeah, Jimbo Covert, he wasn't on the Bears in 99.
He wasn't
retired either. By then. I'm trying to think of someone who was on the Bears.
Cade McNown.
Cade McNown, thanks, Clay.
No, he wasn't on the Bears in 99 either.
Hi, Patty. This is Stacy from Montgomery Ward. How are you today?
Mm-hmm.
Did you put in for a Cade McNown jersey raffle off here in 1999?
You won.
You won.
Can you come pick up your jersey?
We found your Cade McNown jersey in a warehouse in Korea. We've been liquidating... Montgomery Wards for the last 10 years. And we thought you might just, you know, if you give us a current address, we could send this jersey over to you. You're still a medium, right?
Yeah, right.
Your jersey's actually being used as a window in Paraguay, but we're going to take it off and wrap it up for you.
A window treatment.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, yeah.
The sweepstakes, they get you every time.
Got to be a wheel watcher. Got to be
a wheel watcher, a PCH guy that's Publisher's clearinghouse.
Public service?
Publishers. You see those commercials, the people, how happy they look when they open the door and they got the big check and the balloons. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you. Like, people, has that really ever happened?
I don't think that's ever happened.
Like, that's just manufactured, I think. It's, no. Like, just, you know.
Those are all actors. That the whole thing's it's a soundstage somewhere in Toronto.
Can we get the guy who's going to be getting the
who's
check
playing,
out of makeup
yeah,
in 20,
who's playing
please?
Who's the happy customer today?
Who did anybody ever replace Ed McMahon for Publishers Clearinghouse?
Oh, yeah, years ago. He's dead.
I know, but fine Irishman. And I'd love to have that.
Publishers Clearinghouse guy.
I'd love to be the Publishers Clearinghouse guy.
Spokesman.
They don't really believe it. Natalie won.
The awards team is their spokesman. They don't have a single guy. It's like the van that y'all pile out of this old Pontiac Silhouette van.
Yep.
They're like, you won! Somebody get the check out of the back!
Yeah, like an Astro van door opens. Some guy gets out with a giant check and balloons.
Everyone's got a nice suit on.
Right.
God, that was the happiest day of my life.
Are you kidding me? Can you imagine opening your door? It's happening.
Oh, here comes the Astro van.
Well, actually, I'd open my front door and be like, a little late, aren't we? You know?
That'd be bizarre. If you're like the guy who just all of a sudden looks out your front window and sees the van coming up, you're like,
I think there's a guy with a big check in the back of that van.
I think that's the PCH team.
Oh my God. Could it be? Is it? Oh,
what if they drove right by and went to your neighbor's house?
Funny.
Yeah, that's the comedy sketch. The guy's like, wait a second, what?
Funny scene in like a movie about some, you know, thieverish people, but if a guy thought like the feds were onto him, you know, and he's like looking out his window and he's like, he's in the back room. He's like getting his gun and everything. He thinks that they're gonna come in. And all of a sudden, then he sees the guy come out with the check on the balloons. He's like, "God damn!" You know.
Screenwriting 101 with William Houlihan will return after these messages.
I don't know. I just thought it'd be a great scene.
That's a pitch, Bill. Do you know what they say after pitches like that? We'll be in touch.
And scene.
And scene.
I don't think I've never seen a PCH van on the highway. I've never seen one in any neighborhood. I've never seen this big award ceremony go down anywhere.
I've never met a kid. It's apparently it's a big company, right? Like, how come have we ever met a kid who's like, my dad works for a Publishers Clearinghouse?
Never.
You never came across that.
You don't even see like them on like the news. Like, this guy won, you know, Publishers Clearinghouse 20 years ago, and he did this.
That'd be a great Halloween costume.
He helped a charity. You don't hear these stories?
That'd be a great Halloween costume. We get a white van.
Just be the check.
We get a white van, and we put the Publishers Clearinghouse.
And everyone wears a suit, and we get out with balloons.
And we just scare everybody that way. They think that it really happened.
Run up to people.
They're like, you won!
And then we step back and pelt them with eggs.
Trick or treat. Do you have any little mini Mars bars for the crew here? We're a little hungry. We've been doing this for the last 7 blocks.
We're all 35 over.
If you see the Publishers Clearinghouse, it's a prank.
That would be, that would be the cruelest prank ever if you did dress people up like that, not on Halloween, but in like June, and rolled up to someone's house and went to their door and then just handed them nothing.
You've been punked. Ha ha. Yeah. Yeah. Here's actually.
The check is yours.
No, you give them $1,000 and you go, here you go.
Man. No.
Thanks for being
no.
part of it. We're going to put this on the internet.
You give them nothing.
No, okay. Leslie Moonies.
Speaking of,
Denise just mumbling around his apartment right now. You give them nothing.
Speaking of psycho creeps, Cosby. See you around. No pudding pops for you, pal.
Yeah, he got sentenced.
The jello and the mushy, mushy pop.
That's what his cellmate says when he walks in.
Put the jello in the pudding pop.
Like, if you want pudding pop, you got to take that mush and hold it by the air vent. Freeze it.
It was weird. I was walking down when, like, that was like breaking news, you know, when it came out. I was walking at State and Lake in the city here in Chicago, and I walked right past ABC7.
Sure.
And there's just that big ticker in front, you know, Cosby sentenced.
Yeah.
It's just so bizarre to think about. Like, you know, I was like, that was Mr. Huxtable.
It's weird.
Mr. Huxtable.
Yeah.
People are psychopaths.
Is it Cosby or Cosby?
It's Cosby, if you're from Chicago.
If you're from Chicago, it's Bill Cosby.
That guy Bill Cosby.
But everybody says Cosby.
What were his big movies? Leonard.
Bill Cosby.
Leonard 1, Leonard 2, Leonard 3, Leonard 6.
Never saw him.
Yeah. I didn't think I never got
I
to
didn't
see
really
him.
I didn't, you know what? Even before
Ghost
this,
Dad? Ghost Dad?
I didn't like Cosby.
You never liked Cosby? Now you know I never liked Cosby.
I didn't. You know why? Because Eddie Murphy didn't like Cosby.
Is that true?
That's in Eddie Murphy Raw. He talks about, he goes off on Cosby and Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy Raw was on last night where he talks about it, and he talks about Cosby.
He said Cosby called him after seeing his stand-up and, like, told him off. Like, you're horrible, you can't say stuff like that and all that. And then his kid wanted tickets to, all of a sudden his kid wanted tickets.
See Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, so he, like,
and then he called Richard Pryor.
I can't repeat any of it,
obviously. He called Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor was like, tell Cosby, you know.
Yeah, have a Coke and a smile and shut the.
Yeah.
Front door.
Whew. Well,
everyone, YouTube a little Eddie Murphy Raw. You'll know what I'm talking about.
YouTube a little Eddie Murphy Raw. You know what I'm talking about. I can't really get into it.
And then have a beef.
I was his outfit in that is pretty great. And I was
The
I was
red
watching
leather
that,
suit.
No, that's in Delirious.
Oh, it's
in
like
Raw,
the purple.
He's got like the purple. It's like a bluish and black, like
camouflage almost.
Yeah, I'd love to find that outfit at Spirit. At Spirit, if they had that, and like Eddie Murphy's outfit from Raw.
That would be great if Eddie Murphy had kind of a comeback tour.
He's had many. I mean,
has a stand-up?
Oh, yeah, okay. That would be interesting.
Yeah,
for sure.
Be awesome.
For sure.
Everyone's doing it.
Smashing
Pumpkins. Axl Rose.
The Smashing Billy Corgan's doing a set.
Amazing comedians they are.
No, I'm saying all the nostalgia 90s is
tonight
back.
At the Comedy Store, Smashing Pumpkins. Axl Rose.
Axl's like, hey.
Gallagher.
Noah Gallagher.
Lisa Lampanelli.
Collective Soul.
Yeah. From VH1.
You guys want to talk about my watch a little bit?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
We can.
It's gold. It's fake gold.
It's
about as fake as you can get.
We were outside before the show, and the gold kind of jumped at me in the light a little bit, and I was like, "What?"
Let's explain to the viewers what it is. It's a gold watch,
yes.
And the face is black,
right?
And then there's a gold dragon.
There is a golden dragon,
kind of put on there by some factory worker, mm-hmm. And then there's fake diamonds as the numbers.
That's beautiful.
It's pretty blingy.
It's something that Larry Flint would wear.
It does. It's very creepy.
On his ankle.
Yep. You know? I wear it to like when I drop my kids off at school and hope people notice me. Like, this guy is going places.
Officer, he had a gold dragon face watch on.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember about the assailant.
I'm hoping someone notices and I get a job from it. Like a high paying job at the Triads.
You know, if you bought like 1,000 of those watches, that could be like your calling card. Just like leave one of those watches on a pillow, like after a crime is committed.
What am I? I'm robbing houses now?
I don't know.
Yeah, we got into the criminal mindset.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm wondering now, looking at you with that watch on, that your neighbor didn't look at you and go, an interesting person with that watch on.
I steal the Rolexes from the guy and I leave the $12 dragon watch on his pillow.
That's the mark. It's like a jewelry heist.
I was hit
heist.
By the cheap watch thief.
Yeah, the jewelry heist. You just leave.
You know, sometimes I like to have fun on the internet. That's all that is.
That's where you got it? You bought it on the internet?
Yeah, it took about 4 months to get here.
It looks like one of those watches that, like, as a little kid, you might win in one of those coin-operated, like, machines that were in fast food.
Yeah, that's like the one that you put, like, $50 or, like, $100 to get to it. You're like, I'm going to get that watch.
Yeah, as a kid, you're like, 50. No, you're going to put, like, 10 bucks.
Maybe Bill will post a picture of it on the Hooli's Facebook page.
Yeah, I might. It's very, very seedy.
It is seedy. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of a seedy guy.
That would be an interesting thing. Like, there's a good lotto type invention, Clay. Right?
Sure.
If you had a modern day, like one of those little machines where you turn it and you, like a gumball machine, except where you get a toy out of it and those little plastic kind of eggs.
Yep.
That have existed.
That ruined, like, killed your fingernails and you tried to open them?
What, can you put, like, a giant kiosk at, like, Jewel of one of those, of, like, maybe 1,000 of them? And sell it for like $20 a turn, and that one of the eggs has like a couple, like $4,000 or $5,000 in cash in it, and then the rest goes.
They probably have that in like Dubai, like some like grocery store.
It's just a form of the lotto. It's like just a different concept, you know. But I think people would be all. That thing would go dry every other day.
You are licking your chops thinking about this possibility.
Well, this
giant vending machine.
No, yeah, because when you open the egg and it's not the money. It's usually a coupon for some sort of restaurant that we've
toilet paper
partnered with. Yeah, it could be for, you know, Charmin or McCann's, you know.
Sure.
It could be for that Japanese watch dealer down the street who sells those beautiful golden watches.
Those dragon watches.
Some dragon watches.
I'm wearing a dragon watch and you guys got Bears gear on.
I do have a Bears hat on.
Everyone's got their Bears gear out of storage now.
Get your Bears stuff out, baby.
Chibitsky. Honey, where's that garbage bag full of my bear stuff?
I'm going to. It's going to be a very bear weekend for me too on Sunday. It's going to be all about the Bears.
What do you mean?
My girlfriend's going to the game with a friend of hers, and then I'm going
to a watch party.
No, to my buddy's house for 40th birthday, and we're going to watch the Bears on his big
gonna
screen.
Are you
going to
have wings?
Wings. I think he's getting taco trucks like in his driveway.
In his house.
Yeah, he's going to get like 2 taco trucks in his driveway.
That's going all out for a party.
Yeah, you know what? My sister did that for my nephew's birthday party. The taco truck in the driveway.
Yeah,
it's really fantastic.
What is that? I don't even know that concept. I didn't know you could rent one of
those. It's not technically like they're still sitting in the truck.
No,
these guys took out like tables and like had like they were on the driveway cooking.
Yeah, they'll do that. So it's cool. Like, I mean, you pay these guys for like 3 hours and they'll just make tacos for 3 hours and then that's it.
They churn out 150 tacos.
Yeah, it's like all you can eat while you're there, and then.
Have you been to Hooters lately, Pat?
No, I gotta get over there. I was trying to grasp the whole taco truck concept. It's basically like an ice cream man with meat and tortillas.
That's correct.
Yep.
Interesting. That's
exactly.
Better. Exactly like an ice cream man for adults.
We gotta have a whiskey truck.
You should have an ice cream truck.
Whiskey and actually, it's Irish coffees, and it has a liquor license, and it just drives around. in the cold in the winter.
That would be a great idea.
That'd be a good idea.
It's like just a little moving kiosk.
Yeah.
And you hire a guy to go, "Hi, I'm the Irish whiskey guy. Are you cold out? A little nippy. Have yourself an Irish coffee."
Something bad happens to that guy.
1650.
You throw it
to him. Yeah, 1650 for sure.
You never stop moving, though. And you just throw him cups. Hey, can you catch? We fill them in balloons.
We fill
catch this balloon and then empty it out into a cup when you get home.
As you're driving away.
I saw something fascinating on the news.
You got to get paid, though. What'd you see?
Yeah, it's they built a house out of chocolate in France. Did you guys see this?
Oh, Bill's upset about this.
No.
Yeah, there's a house out of chocolate.
That's Bill's
made
dream.
Out of chocolate in France. Yeah.
That's Bill's porn.
And my girlfriend was like, "Are you looking at this?" And I was like, "Staring." I was like, "Yes." When I was on the news.
Bill's booking a flight to go lick the house.
People can stay there. I'm like, they were talking about them. They're like, "How do you like? What would you like? How could you not just like smash the, you know, the table that was built out of chocolate and take a big hunk out of it?" But there it is. Yeah, a cottage in France was made entirely of chocolate. Yeah, it's available.
Can you bite the walls?
Probably.
I don't know.
When you're chewing the chocolate house, please refrain from biting the walls.
But
took us a very long time to.
I don't know how compressed or how they did it, but
I don't believe it.
They have that's in the second coming of the Willy Wonka film, the Johnny Depp version. One of the Indian princes in the film is...
It's Billy Wonka. The new version is Billy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, your version.
Yeah, sorry, my version is
Billy
Wonka.
You are Billy Wonka.
Billy Wonka.
That's a great nickname for you.
So my girlfriend called. She's like, "It would be Billy Wonka. Are you watching TV?
Sucking down some candy, Billy Wonka?
You got a new Twitter handle, @BillyWonka.
@BillyWonka.
Candy.
@BillyWonka. You just made it sound like a Disney camp for kids.
@BillyWonka.
@BillyWonka.
Camp Billy Wonka.
Only on Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Camp Billy Wonka. It's a show about...
How'd you lose your eye? Ah, in a canoeing accident over at Camp Billy Wonka.
Hey, if you win the Wheel Watcher, you could also go to Camp Billy Wonka.
Yeah. Fish hook right to the eye.
Camp Billy Wonka. But Billy Wonka...
Billy Wonka, you are a candy expert, so that is fitting.
I just can't imagine. Like, it would be kind of cool to.
Can you imagine
like,
life without candy?
Can you imagine how great that house smells?
It smells just horrible. Chocolate. It probably smells like lacquer because they had to spray lacquer on the chocolate for 2 days.
The irony would be there the guy who lived in the chocolate house who just smoked heaters all day.
It reeks like smoke.
It reeks like smoke when you're going, you're like, did a smoker live here prior to the chocolate house?
Still lives here.
No, we've shaved all the chocolate. It doesn't smell like
smoke. The only southerner that lives in Germany.
I'm the only southerner who lived in Germany full time, expatriate.
It's in France.
It's in a chocolate house.
Not in Germany.
I'm the only expatriate who lived in France.
Yeah, it's not in Germany. That's like getting France and Germany mixed up.
No, that would make a lot of people mad.
Sure would. I don't know. Chocolate house.
You
I
should start building one. Start building one, Bill.
Are the very, pipes very
chocolate?
Complicated.
Like, is the piping chocolate?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, is there a chocolate toilet?
Is the foundation chocolate?
Is there a chocolate toilet?
A chocolate toilet could be pretty confusing. I mean, unless they made the toilet out of white chocolate.
Not if the water was...
Like, the toilet was made out of white chocolate. That'd be something else. Imagine that.
Oh, that would be awesome.
It would be something
Just
else.
Just licking the side of a toilet that was made out of white chocolate.
Mr. Flint, that content is for a different program. I'm gonna get a white chocolate toilet.
Man arrested. You have people over, and there's like someone walks by the bathroom, and there's someone licking, and you're like, the house is made of chocolate.
Hello, Richard Branson. This is Laura Flint. I was wondering if you'd be interested in going on a co-venture of a white chocolate toilet. I'd like to construct.
American arrested in France for licking a white chocolate toilet. Ask Donald Trump for pardon.
For Virgin. company somewhere.
Patty's stuck. Patty's mouth is gonna get stuck.
Your mouth looks really weird.
Yeah, your mouth.
I don't know why my t-shirt's sticking out when I do my flint.
Yeah,
nothing like.
Anyways, I thought it was
fascinating. Your mouth to the radio listeners.
Yeah, the house made of chocolate. It's out there. So if
you should,
things can be done.
You should make a house out of Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch Doritos house.
It's funny you bring that up. I had a new Dorito the other day.
You had a new Dorito. What's this one?
Hot dog flavored
Irish Dorito.
Doritos dipped in Guinness.
It was a green bag. Ooh. It's called jalapeno popper. Poppins? Ooh, baby.
jalapeno poppins Doritos. Ooh, baby.
Do they taste like jalapeno poppers?
Yeah, they're delicious.
Where'd you get those?
I mean, their Cool Ranch is going to be tough to beat. Like we've always talked about, one with heavy with the blue crystals on it.
The blue and red crystals.
The blue and red crystals? The blue
you
and
should
red...
make a house out of blue and red crystals only.
The Cool Ranch house?
That would take you a
long
time.
You invented a home entirely made of blue and red crystals that existed in Cool Ranch Doritos.
Just gathering those would take years.
They're like diamonds.
They are. Speaking of diamonds, they just discovered a Australian huge chunks of gold in Australia. You should get over there.
There's a gold rush in Australia. Is that what you're saying?
Go find it and then make some dragon watches.
Does that mean there's going to be another season of gold rush?
Gold rush in Australia.
That I would be. Remember they went down.
I'm glad you brought that up, Bill.
Yeah.
Because I've been seeing these late night infomercials, right? And we talk about reality. She's like, gold rush. Clay, you and I have spoken of this for a long time. We've wanted to do a show.
Yes.
Where it's a guy and he's, you just combine all of these things, these late night things that you see together. The show is called Guns, Watches, and Real Estate.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And it's the same host, and he's a boisterous, loud, he's kind of like a Trump guy, you know, but he's firing off, you know, exotic guns and he's wearing, you know, James Bondish Rolexes. And he's about 250 pounds. He's kind of sweaty and overweight.
Okay.
And he's like, next! And Guns, Watches, and Real Estate.
He's kind of like an Alex Jones guy.
No, he's not as extreme as Alex Jones because he's a little bit...
he's subtle Jones.
Well, I don't know how... Like, when you create a persona, like some of these... You look at these real estate guys, yeah, like, invest now and come to the Marriott this weekend only to see so-and-so, you know, for this... real estate. You too can be a real estate investor like Guy Liparoni. You know,
Guy Liparoni. I like that.
He's a real estate investor. Mm-hmm. Building was owned by Guy Liparoni. He's a millionaire.
Guy had a dragon watch.
He had a dragon on his watch.
Guy robbed Liparoni's house. Left the dragon watch on the pillow.
He got hit.
Think he was trying to tell us something?
Officer, Mr. Liparoni's house was broken into. The assailant left a dragon-faced watch and a pillow. You know anything about this? Anyway.
Yeah.
Getting carried away. I was getting at is Guns, Watches, and Real Estate is... a program that we can sell, I think. And it's almost that when you were creating and thinking about these reality shows, like, how do I lampoon the next one? Like, that's it. That's what it is. It's like, you take the idea of lampooning it, and then you just go, well, we're not really, this is it. We're going to market this, and the American public will go for it. Nobody ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of the American public.
Well,
yeah, get underestimating.
On it.
Yeah.
Get on it. Write something.
So we got Guns, Watches, and Real Estate. Who's the, what do you think the first guest, like where do they go on a program like that, Clay? How do you set
Vegas.
It up? That's where it takes place? Got to take place in Vegas, right?
100%.
In the desert.
In the City of Lights.
Do you want to play the guy, Clay?
Sure.
The show is presented by Steak.
Presented by Steak.
Vegas.
USDA.
Dallas.
Bloody Steak.
Hi, I'm Guy Liparoni. On the next episode of Guns, Watches, and Real Estate, we'll be in Vegas, Sin City.
We're looking at Glocks.
We're looking at Glocks, Panerais.
And houses in Malibu.
Yeah.
Tanny bets. I'm hooked.
I'm in.
Okay.
Let's get it going.
Yeah.
Let's go to a commercial break.
Sounds good to me.
Hooli returns after this.
Hi, everybody, it's your old friend Mike Houlihan, taking you back to the movies. Slane Irish Whiskey presents our movie Hooli this year, September 28th, 29th, and 30th. Welcome back to the 4th annual Irish American Movie Hooli at the Siskel Film Center. It's the only Irish American film festival in the world, and you're invited. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, September 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street, right across the street from the Chicago Theater. This year's trinity of films are Bafo, Covadonga, Cardboard Gangsters, and Mother's Day. Yes, they're explosive, heartbreaking, thrilling, and terrific entertainment, and they're Irish. So come celebrate the pride, swagger, and legendary storytelling of Irish cinema at the 4th annual Irish American Movie Hooli at the Siskel Film Center. For tickets, go to www.siskelfilmcenter.org or moviehooli.org for more info. Join me and a bevy of Irish hipsters for the weekend at the Irish American Movie Hooli. Slane Irish Whiskey presents the Hooli along with the Emerald Loop, Hilton Chicago, McCann's Irish Oatmeal, and Culture Ireland. Hey, this is a classy weekend, folks. All the filmmakers will be there so you can meet them and say, hey, what's the crack over a pint? Don't miss the 4th annual Irish American Movie Hoolie at the Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street in Chicago, the classiest indie theater in America. MovieHoolie.org. See you at the movies, Hoolie.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember, their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Hi, I'm Paddy Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Welcome back, Hoolies Hoolie Radio Hour.
Yes.
Getting towards the final stretch of the fifth, you know, last quarter here.
Are you going to get that piece of glitter off your lip or not?
It can't, yeah. I don't think you can get it off.
I think it was from my daughter's hair. I gave her a hug and kiss before I left and probably got on my beard here.
Yeah, got on your scruff.
Got on my scruff. I got pulled over last night after giving my daughter a kiss, and policeman said I had glitter on my scruff. Next thing I knew, I was in cuffs.
He wrecked my dragon watch?
My dragon watch broke, the face of it. And my wife said the publisher's clearinghouse knocked on the door, and she's not going to come and get me. She's moving to Vegas. She's moving in with this guy named Guy Leperoni. He has a TV show called Guns, Watches, and Real Estate.
He's going to help her invest the winnings.
She's going to help her invest the winnings. All because I had a little glitter in my scruff, you know?
It all makes perfect sense.
It does. Well, one person I know that
Scruffy Glitter. It's a good name of our band.
Scruffy Glitter.
Scruffy Glitter?
Line lead, Scruffy Glitter.
Sounds like a cartoon.
Scruffy Glitter. Yeah, it does. That's an art. There we go.
We got a dog with glitter on his face.
I got a kid. We got Billy Wonka, And then now we got Scruffy Glitter, another YouTube channel for children.
Speaking of the YouTube stuff, we've talked about JoJo Siwa.
Yeah, the
few episodes.
The teen phenomenon, tween phenomenon.
So I finally got to experience this madness.
Okay, fine.
We were at my mom's and dad's for little birthday celebrations over on Sunday.
Yes, we were.
We had Patty's son Mikey turned 4.
Mm-hmm.
Patty Charlotte.
The big 4. Shout out to Mikey. Yeah, I love you.
We celebrated Charlotte's 9. You know, she's 9 now. So she was away at camp, so we did that family. And then my girlfriend's son Maddox, he just turned 8.
Yep.
So we figured, all right, we'll get all 3 of these guys together and we'll just dump some gifts on them.
There you go.
Yep.
And we did, and Charlotte got like all this JoJo Siwa stuff. And it was like, there were these pink pants that looked like something that like Rick James would have on. She was like, yes.
Yeah.
And I was, they were like sweatpants.
They're like sequins on them, I guess you would call that.
I can't even remember.
And then she got like these headphones that were like allows you to like lip sync to whatever or sing the song. Like you look at an iPad and like the lyrics are in front of you. I don't know. She avoided all of us as soon as she got it. Opened up, went into a closet room, and started going nuts on us.
Went into Siwa mode.
She went Siwa on us.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like
maybe
it.
Maybe there's something about the what it's JoJo Siwa.
I can't even remember it.
In my high top shoes, you make me do what I do. In my high top shoes, that's the jam that she's been playing.
So she has a pair of high top shoes. Yeah, Charlotte got a pair of black high top shoes with this pink bow on it.
Right. So she's, you know,
she's Siwa'd out.
I don't know if people know this, but we're brand ambassadors for JoJo Siwa.
That's right.
Is it possible to get a room tonight?
Exactly.
What do you mean no vacancy? you may not know this. We're brand ambassadors for JoJo Siwa. We're here from out of Las Vegas.
We're approaching 40.
But going back to the birthday gifts, and I've always reiterated it again, I still love the dollar store.
Oh, yeah.
And made a visit to the dollar store today.
Was there, and my girlfriend and I were walking through it. I couldn't help it. All of a sudden, I found myself just
in the candy aisle, most likely.
In the candy aisle, in the toys aisle, too. And I'm buying stuff to put like in like goodie bags for these kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm getting balloons, towels that expand that have like, you know, pictures on these little towels.
That you throw into the water.
Groucho ninja masks, ninja shells, like turtle shells, you know.
You should get one for yourself.
I wore one all throughout while I was walking through the dollar store. I put one on and walked around the whole store while I was shopping. And then
that's on camera.
Of course it is. And then I bought a pack of fake mustaches.
Sure.
Not just one.
They're like 20. And there was the villain, the mobster, the, you know, the cowboy.
Sure.
They had all different styles. I had a lot of laughs with those later on. I put a few of them on as later on that evening as a joke and walked around in the apartment with the mustache on while we ate dinner.
And listened to a little JoJo Siwa.
Yeah,
but the dollar store, man,
it just took me back. And the funny thing was when your son opened up like his little gift bag.
Yeah.
He pulled out like the Groucho Marx, like, you know,
the fake nose with the mustache and the glass. Sure.
And he went, ah! And immediately, you know, and I was like, oh, man.
It's a hit.
Never going out of style, the Groucho Marx. It always gets a laugh.
Can you do the impression of that kid laughing again? Because it sounded like, I don't. It sounds like someone in trouble a little bit as well.
Yeah, that's what it was like.
You should laugh like that in your next job interview.
Yeah. You guys are so funny.
Oh man, that's mean.
It's not, well, you have to learn to be a good
a good sport.
A good class 1 here at the CY Institute. We're going to teach you guys how to be excellent telemarketers. First day of class, we go over laughing. Okay. We have a laugh instructor.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know if that was Sunday.
You're a small framed man. I think you're more of a
the CY Institute.
You're a burly man, and we want more of a ha 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 out of you.
Hi, we're with the CY Institute out of Tampa, Florida. Is there any rooms available?
Yeah. I did 3 birthday parties on Sunday. That's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a long day, but the Bears won, which was
great.
They did.
You know what Bill's pants say?
And it was
what do they say, Bill?
It's a property of bears.
Think about how insane that sounds. Property of bears.
Right. Yeah. Honey, where's my property of bears shirt? Is it in the wash again?
Take the football team away from it for a minute and just think about what you have written on your pants.
Property of bears.
Like your, like, yeah, like your fruits that they gathered in the woods. Property of bears. Stolen campground food.
The hype is,
property of bears.
The hype is heating up. The Cubs, by the way, as
what a guy in China who doesn't know the Bears are. He's looking at a very puzzled.
As we're on the air right now, the Cubs, by the way.
Yeah, they lost. They're on a losing streak.
Did they lose tonight? I don't know. The magic number was one.
Now it's zero.
But it does look like they're going to go to the playoffs, which for me, I'm very excited about.
You
for
don't
the
know
liquor
that
business.
Yet. You don't know
I
that
think
yet.
It's excellent for the city of Chicago. Love it.
And you know, Hawk Harrelson gave his final goodbye on Sunday
for the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 He
was great.
There were some times where here's the thing: you never heard anything like him. You know, can of corn. Popcorn in a basket. Now I'm just making things up, but
yes, gas. Put on the board. Yes.
Yeah, his expressions were unique, like nobody else. His contribution to baseball has been great. I'll still never be able to get over the firing of Tony La Russa when he was the GM. But
you're still holding this against Hawk Harrelson that he made one. Jerry Reinsdorf gave on the WhiteSox.com, there's a transcribed message from Reinsdorf on the Hawks' career that's actually very well articulated and an interesting read. But Jerry says that, Hawk, when they first got rid of Harry Carey, there was going to be Hawk and Don Drysdale that were doing the games together. And they did, and he and Drysdale got along very well. And then they split them up at one point, and the Hawk went to go work in New York for a couple years. And then Reinsdorf and Eddie Heinhorn said to themselves, they used to not want any homers, right? And Hawk was a different type of announcer. Like, they said, please, don't be homers, and that went right out the window. So they were one of the first guys that kind of started that world. You would hear an announcer blatantly rooting for their own teams.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people hate homers, right? And then other, the fans become endeared to the Hawk, even though not every White Sox fan may have been a huge like Hawk fan personally. They may have not thought that they would be able to get along with a guy like Hawk, or he's nothing like me. He's a Southerner from Georgia. We're here in Chicago. Even if they didn't like him, they're going to miss him.
Yeah. Sure. One of a kind. No question about it.
He just knew the game so well,
Absolutely. I mean, Hawk has never won the Frick Award. He's more than deserving.
I think at this point, yes.
Yeah, for the Hall of Fame to get that award. As an announcer, the game of baseball knows who Hawk Harrelson was, and he's left an indelible mark. So
yeah, that was cool to experience.
It was cool. It was like watching, Przinsky's his guy. He loves,
Right.
Przinsky talked a lot about it. Do you think A.J. Przinsky has a managerial career future with the White Sox? I've heard more and more speculation on this.
I don't know. I think
you could see
really
a Przinsky move in the next couple of years.
I just don't. I mean, Rick Renteria has been doing a pretty good job. I think they like where they're going with Rick Renteria. A.J. Przinsky is going to be around the White Sox organization for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You never know how things unfold and play out within professional sports and, there could be a few superstars that get in that clubhouse that aren't getting along with Renteria, and next thing they got to say goodbye to Renteria because they need to keep the talent there. I don't know. Only time will tell. But the Cubs look like they're going to be going to the playoffs. So we're going to have playoff baseball starting next week, which is exciting. We got the first-place Bears team. First time, I guess, since 1989, they were saying maybe, that the Cubs and the Bears are in first place together.
Wow.
That's wild.
Yeah. So now here's the thing. I was reading articles. People were like, the Bears, come on. Until they play against a franchise quarterback, a big-time franchise quarterback, like Tom Brady.
Yep.
Or, somebody. We'll see what kind of team they are.
Who do they got next week?
They're playing the Tampa Bay Bucks tomorrow.
That's a gimme.
And then after that, they have a bye.
Oh.
And then they're going to
Is Fitzpatrick
Miami.
Still tearing it up for the Bucks right now? Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
What's their record?
They're 2-1 as well.
It's going to be a good game.
We'll see.
I thought the Bears were going to blow past the Cardinals. And
I got news for you. The NFC Central is a loaded division, even though people are cutting. Now there's all kinds of rumors out now that the Packers might make a trade for Le'Veon Bell.
from the Steelers. The thought of him and Rodgers and together is kind of dangerous on a Packers offense.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much right now, Rodgers is running around on one leg from that injury that happened against the Bears.
Yeah.
And
will the Packers have the gall to sit Rodgers and say, you got to get healthy for a couple weeks? We're going to take our chances.
I don't think they're in that kind of a play right now, because I think that they know that Minnesota, Detroit, and the Bears, all three of those teams are talented, that if they can pick up two games, I mean, because that division is going to get pretty interesting when they start playing. I don't think the Packers are in a situation where they can sit Rodgers.
They don't.
They're in a must-win. They're in too tough of a division right now. I mean, they lose. You lose 2 to 3 divisional games, could mean a chance missing at the playoffs very quickly in the season. Because there potentially could be four teams in that division that could all win.
Who's their next
games.
Like big game? Yeah. Big game.
Every game.
They're
going to
play New England
Bears.
After Miami, I believe.
Yeah, they are playing New England.
That'll be a big
New England's
one.
Coming to town. So, I think when was the last time the Patriots came to town to play us? I remember Brady came in and scored 50 points on us or something. It was embarrassing.
It's been a while.
We owe them.
Yes, we do.
We owe them a hard knock.
Let's do it.
But that's what's been going on.
Hey, Bears,
and the Blackhawks are starting up. The Blackhawks are coming back too. We'll have the Blackhawks back in full effect in about 8 to 10 days, I believe.
That's when,
they're in an interesting. They're in kind of a. This is an interesting time for them. You know, they need to win. We need Taves to have a bounce back year. And a huge year from Brandon Saad. Corey Crawford is the question mark. So,
what do you think the deal is with Crawford? It's never really fully come out. What's wrong with him? Right.
I don't know. That's entirely. It's up to the organization.
What?
I have speculation, but
there's been speculations about alcohol abuse, but there's also been speculations about, you know, the whole vertigo thing too. So I mean, I don't know. I mean, can you imagine being a goalie playing with vertigo? It'd be it'd be impossible. And they say that you have bouts of it; it can come back at any time. This could be potentially something that, if it is continually an issue, could end Corey Crawford's career.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He's the big question mark. They went out and got another goalie, Cam Ward, I believe, from Carolina to be the backup. He's also going to have a big year. The Hawks are in sort of a rebuild, even though they have their current stars in place.
You know who they should sign?
Who?
Devin Hester.
I'd love it.
JoJo Siwa.
JoJo Siwa. Make her one of the ice girls.
She's going to replace Jim Cornelius for the national anthem. JoJo Siwa.
She can just distract everyone with loud noise. They can run their defense.
Siwa, not to be confused with, there was a star when we were growing up, like another kid star. His name was Devin Siwa.
He was, yeah. He was on the covers of Team Bop. It's magazine.
Funny you brought Devin Siwa up.
He was.
I asked my girlfriend. The
actor
night,
Devin Siwa.
Do you know who Devin Siwa was?
Mm-hmm.
And she went, who? I went, Devin Siwa. He was on all the Teen Bop magazines, you know?
I only remember his name because when you're walking through the kids, there used to be an aisle in the drugstore at Jewel that had magazines marketed towards young teenagers. And they would put stars and celebrities of the day on them.
Right.
But the first time I was like a 13-year-old boy, I was like, man, I'd like to be on one of those. Maybe I'd be famous, meet lots of girls. And then you'd look at the kid's name and be like, Devin Siwa. And show a picture of him in France with hundreds of,
and a crappy bowl cut.
Yeah, and a crappy butt cut haircut. Yeah.
The butt cut. I wonder what he's doing right now.
Idle Hands was
probably sitting
movie.
At the
and Little Giants. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, I knew that Idle Hands was his big.
He's probably sitting around listening to the show, having some Arby's.
Probably having a beer somewhere.
I would hope he's having some Arby's listening to the Hoolies.
Having a couple beef and chatters.
Hey, I saw Devin Siwa at an Arby's.
The strangest thing, Devin Siwa, I met him on a flight. Apparently, he listens to your show. He likes to have a couple of Arby's sandwiches.
Yeah, he had over a dozen beef and cheddars on him. It's unbelievable.
And hundreds of archived episodes of the Hoolies Hoolie on his iPad.
We should make Hoolies Hoolies t-shirts for everyone.
With a picture of Devin Siwa.
Yep. old pictures of Teeny Bop, people from the 90s.
It'd be great.
Well, anyway, there's a marketing thing. If it's either Siwa, Siwa, or maybe Siwa is the next.
Mike celebrity. Siwa.
Mikey Siwa.
Eric Siwa.
Eric Siwa.
Mikey and Eric Siwa, Siwa twins.
Siwa twins is too. That's too much for everyone to handle.
The Siwa twins.
The Siwa twins star in the Disney Channel show Camp Billy Wonka.
Amazing. Starring the Soa twins. I love Billy Wonka starring the Soa twins.
There you go. We got to get it going. If you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, you can find archived episodes of this show, The Hooli's Hooli, at freecrack.com, or you can go to iTunes and search for us there at freecrack. Free Crack.
Yeah. Hey, also, it's not too late. I mean, you're listening here on Saturday night. You can shoot down to the Gene Siskel Film Center over there on State Street and Lake.
Aye.
And 8
p.m.
You can 8 p.m. I mean, right now, if you're at the wire, you can
run,
get there.
Run!
I would call ahead to make sure there's tickets available, but they're probably, you know, on Sunday, you might have a chance to go see Mother's Day. Go do that.
Another great film.
Yep, absolutely.
Both filmmakers, Mark O'Connor, will be present for Cardboard Gangsters tonight, and then join us at the Emerald Loop afterwards for a pint.
Absolutely.
Show is presented by Hibernian Transmedia. Stick around for the program following this one. That's The Crack with Gene O'Cooney and Mike Houlihan. They tape that show live at Chief O'Neill's every Thursday night. Show starts at 6, and there's a traditional Irish music session that starts at 7 afterwards. Get over to Chief O'Neill's, have something to drink. Until next week.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.